From WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech, episode 105, The Rumor Mill.
The Deemable Tech podcast is brought to you by A Small Orange, homegrown hosting, a refreshingly different approach to web hosting, on the web at asmallorange.com.
And by Pants. As the weather has finally turned a bit colder, now more than ever, we need pants. Mm-hmm. On the web at pantscouncil.org. Mm.
Do you iTunes? Are you Stitchering? Subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. And you know what? It's Ray's birthday, so be sure to give him the present of a 5-star review.
No, actually, it's not my birthday.
Quiet you.
Okay. Hey, listeners, help us decide which stories we talk about on every episode. Visit our Reddit page and submit stories you think we should cover and vote other stories up or down. Just go to deemable.com/Reddit and it'll take you there.
Ray would really like that for his birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Which is right now.
Nope.
You hush.
It's today.
You shut it. It's your birthday. It's your birthday and you'll like it.
Whenever you're listening to this, it's Ray's birthday.
All right, let's take a look at this week's rundown.
The rumor mill about the next iPhone is churning.
Oh, yeah.
And this time it has come up with a doozy. In order to get the next version of the iPhone even slimmer, Apple is supposedly going to ditch the headphone jack.
Really? Mm.
Yeah. These rumors actually started swirling about a month ago, but now Fast Company has a new source which has confirmed them, sort of, along with adding new details, that the replacement will be a lightning jack with a headphone adapter or completely wireless earpods.
Oh.
Fast Company also says that the next iPhone will employ a new noise-canceling technology to improve sound quality. So, is it true? Can the venerable 3.5-millimeter headphone jack really be on the way out? And how far is Apple willing to go in the pursuit of thinness?
It makes sense to me. I mean, is the iPhone 6 currently the thinnest smartphone out there?
I think it probably is.
Yeah, I have no
idea. I know, like, the Galaxy S6 and the, I think it's the A7 are the thinnest. Like, they're all, like, competing.
Yeah.
But
I think Apple seems to prioritize thinness over everybody else. Like, they are the ones that are really like, oh, we're going to get two more millimeters off it this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think Samsung actually cares that much.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they try and keep up. But
wasn't it
like,
Samsung, though, that totally made it thinner, but then because the camera was bigger, it ended up having this weird bump on it?
That's the new Nexus, I believe, the Nexus 6.
Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of true with the iPhone 6S, too, though. It has a little bump where the camera is. So that's the thing that makes me curious. If they do this, isn't it going to still have a bump where the camera is? So it really won't be that much thinner?
I guess.
Yeah.
My question is, are they going to include these wireless earpods with the phone like they do earpods now? If you buy any Apple product, basically you get a pair of those.
Right. Well, wireless earpods, no, but apparently they will have the earpods with the adapter. Yeah.
But you're probably going to have to buy the adapter like every other adapter that Apple sells.
And it'll be $19.
$30.
That's true. Yeah. It makes sense because they do want to get it thinner, but I know people are going to be so mad about this.
Oh, yeah. Just think about how many people you see walking around with, you know, the white Apple earpods and talking on their phone. Like, yeah, I would imagine it's going to cause quite an uproar.
Yeah. I mean, every time that Apple does something where they take a feature out or when the optical drive came out, people were furious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I love the fact that it seems like the people who are the most furious about it are people who don't actually use Apple products.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't affect your life. Deal with it. Just get over it. No one cares what you think about it.
But a lot of people have iPhones. Now,
that's true.
That said, like, this is a very credible rumor to me, like, extremely credible, just because, this absolutely sounds like something that Apple will do. I remember the hubbub when, like, they took the optical drive out. People were like, what? So, yeah, I mean, it seems sort of insane to take the audio jack out of the phone. But if anyone's going to do it, Apple's the one that's going to do it first.
Yep. And then they're going to put an optical drive into the phone.
That might be the most ridiculous thing ever.
DVDs.
Yeah.
Hey, that would still be pretty thin.
Well, no, DVD players are all still pretty thick.
But it would be a giant phone. Because you'd have to fit the disc in there.
How big is a DVD? Like 5 inches across?
I think so, yeah.
Getting bigger all the time.
All right. Well, the product that has arguably launched the current wave of excitement about virtual reality tech has finally gotten a price and a date of which you'll be able to buy it.
Oh.
The product, of course, is the Oculus Rift. Mm-hmm. The date, sometime in March, assuming you pre-ordered last week.
Oh.
Sorry, you missed out.
No.
The price, well, you guys are already sitting down, but if you're listening, you may want to sit down for this. The price is
$599. $599?
I'm glad I didn't pre-order one.
Yeah. I didn't have the money either.
Yeah.
According to Ars Technica, that will score you a cutting-edge VR headset, a head-tracking camera, an Xbox One controller, an Oculus remote, cables, a carrying case, and two games.
Hmm.
So, yeah, at least two games.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good, but note what it doesn't come with. It doesn't come with the beefy high-end PC that you will need to plug your headset into.
Oh.
So, if you're at home right now with something like Sean Birch's Chromebook, you'll expect to drop $1,500 to gain access to a high-resolution universe of virtual wonder.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to run that on this little
thing. Probably not. I mean, Chrome OS is going the way of the dodo anyway.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely not going to run that. Now, after two dev kits, which were priced at $300 and $350 respectively, and Oculus founder Palmer Luckey stating in an interview in October that Rift would cost more than $350, many eager fans are experiencing some sticker shock. They have taken to the internets to express their anger.
Mm-hmm.
Outrage was so great that Palmer Luckey popped up on Reddit to apologize for misleading people. That said, if you pre-order the Rift right now, you'll be lucky to get it by April. So clearly the high price has not been enough to discourage everyone. So what do you guys think? Is $600 too high to get into VR?
I feel like at this point, no.
Yeah?
Like, it's such a new technology, and I don't know. Computer gaming is so expensive anyway
right. That
it doesn't surprise me. And in a year or two, it's going to drop.
It's true. We've gotten really spoiled in the last 10 years or so by having access to, like, really, you know, cheap, powerful computing. But I remember, you know, in the 90s, like, you had to really, you know, save up to have a top-of-the-line rig that could run the best games, you know? You had to be constantly upgrading your video card. Oh, my gosh, remember that? The freaking video cards. They were freaking expensive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the Rift is just kind of a return to that. It's going to be some one of those things where if it's worth it to you, you know, you're going to save up and spend the money.
Yeah, and not to pick on, you know, one brand specifically, but like Alienware,
mm-hmm.
you know, they sell gaming computers. They're $1,500 or up, you know, and people do pay for that because they want high performance and everything.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think at this point it'll come down.
The thing I think about is, you know, this device I'm holding in my hand to stream us on Facebook right now, it costs $700.
Yeah.
My iPhone 6S, you know?
Yeah. You should specify that as your iPhone.
the thing I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah.
You know, this phone costs $700 off contract. Yeah. You know, that's the cheap version.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think about that, what is VR except for basically a screen and some processing power? And, you know, the hardware to hold it, basically, you know. It's just an upgraded Google Cardboard.
I have a feeling that the people that are buying the Rift right now are probably the people that already own a computer that was $1,500.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
They're high-performance gamers, so, you know, it makes sense for them. For everybody else, yeah, it'll probably be a few years.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that people who already value that those products are going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go out and get a virtual reality headset. Mm-mm. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one day when it comes down to like $100.
Now, I will if I can play a Goat Simulator on, on the Oculus Rift.
That's the killer app.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that game, go and look it up right now. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's true.
I would love to get some hands-on time with VR. I mean, I don't have $600 to spend
That's
either,
true, yeah.
but I wish I did.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Well, you guys know actually what the killer feature of VR is, right? Mm-hmm. It's porn.
Oh, that's
true. It was the big story at CES this year. The porn.
Really?
A bunch of companies I've never heard of that have put out a lot of content, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Content.
Content, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's content.
It's content, yeah.
And, that's, you know, the joke from Silicon Valley, the TV show on HBO, was, you know, porn always leads every industry. It's not necessarily true, but it's kind of true.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They decided the VHS Betamax wars.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of decided the Blu-ray HD DVD wars.
Mm-hmm.
So if porn's on board, it's going to be a successful industry, I believe.
So really, the Oculus Rift needs to ship with some free porn.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that'd be the best idea, but it might sell more. That's true.
$5.99. You want to get some value.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I don't know how to switch from porn to this next topic, but...
I have so many transitions you could use, but...
Yeah, we won't use
maybe
them.
Don't use them.
Do you guys remember the Netflix button that we talked about a few months ago? Mm-hmm. The Netflix and chill button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call it that. It was this button that Netflix released, like, design specs for... So you could just press it, and it would start playing everything for you, idea?
You could set it to turn your lights down.
That's right, yeah.
And even order pizza for you.
That's right,
it could do all of it for you.
Well, the company has topped themselves with their latest DIY brainstorm. Their Netflix socks.
Oh.
Yeah, like socks that you wear.
Excellent.
If you regularly binge watch so much that you fall asleep while you're watching it.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
doesn't.
I mean.
I did that the other night.
Or if you're like me and you like falling asleep with something on or anything like that.
I totally fell asleep watching. And when we went back, I had fallen asleep through 3 episodes. We were 3 episodes ahead of what we had actually watched.
That happens to me too.
I've never done that before. I felt ashamed of myself.
Well, if you do that, these Netflix socks are for you. They detect when you've fallen asleep and they send a pause signal to Netflix so you won't miss a moment of Jessica Jones or Narcos or whatever show you're watching on
this
Netflix.
This episode brought to you by Netflix.
Yeah. Watch all the great shows on Netflix.
Or Hulu, or whatever streaming
you
platform you choose.
I do it with Hulu a lot.
Oh,
because
really?
Hulu autoplays, or Hulu Plus does.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
I'll wake up, and it'll be like, I'll fall asleep watching like Jimmy Fallon or something, and then I'll wake up, and it'll be like Teen Mom. And I'm like,
how many shows do you have to get through before you wind up on Teen Mom?
It's so weird. You can check them out right now at makeit.netflix.com. That's makeit.netflix.com. There are even multiple snazzy templates for great Netflix-themed patterns for your socks.
Mm.
There's
very
one.
Fashionable.
Yeah, there's like a Daredevil one with the two Ds.
Okay.
So you can fall asleep wearing the appropriate pattern of socks.
Yeah. A Jessica Jones one that's a camera. Now, just to be clear, you can't buy these. You have to make them yourselves.
Ugh.
So if you go to that site, it'll show you how to make them. So get out your darning needles and your soldering iron and get to work.
What a interesting mix of skill sets.
Yeah.
You have to be able to solder and crochet or
whatever.
Yeah.
Now, if any of you out there listening, our loyal listeners, are planning on building this or the Netflix button, we'd love to see your work.
Absolutely.
Send us an email to feedback@deemable.com, post it on our Facebook page, do whatever.
Yeah.
Or on the subreddit, deemable.com/reddit. We'd love to see it.
Yep. And it is my birthday, so if you want to make me some. No, it's not
it's your
my
birthday right now.
It's not my birthday.
It's his birthday.
Yes.
Oh, man. I would love a pair of these, though. They would be great. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd be very functional, but I would love to have them just for the heck of it.
What size are your feet?
I am a size 13.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you have it, listeners.
That'd be great. Well, on to some sad news. Not sad. Just, time for moving on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Motorola was once a powerhouse in mobile phones, but it has been through a lot of changes lately. First, it was purchased by Google, which launched the Moto X line of phones, and then it was sold to Lenovo. Lenovo likes to buy things that people used to have. Have you noticed that? They bought the Palm WebOS. They bought IBM's ThinkPad line.
They don't,
it's like they don't make anything of their own. They're just like, oh, we'll just buy that.
I detect bitterness, Ray.
I had to bring up WebOS at some
point
this year, you know, so I'm just getting it out of the way now. Well, in an interview with CNET this month, while at CES, Lenovo announced that it would begin phasing out the Motorola branding on its phones.
Oh, wow.
No.
And replacing it with the Lenovo branding.
Oh,
Lenovo will, however, be keeping the Moto name and the iconic Batwing logo.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still say, hello, Moto, but really it is goodbye to Motorola as we know it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. I always hate to see iconic brands go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Radio Shack died, which they're not dead. They are still alive. We did get some feedback about that on our last episode because we said that Radio Shack was dead. They're not. There are even still stores here in Jacksonville, but they're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Which it's we're going to get more
zombie
hate mail for that.
Zombie Radio Shack.
Yeah. Of course, I wax eternal for...
WebOS.
I think that's not the right...
Palm OS.
Yes, for WebOS Palm, yeah. So, yeah, what do you think about Motorola being gone, Tom? Or going...
It's weird because, like, if I had to pick a brand with a lot of name recognition and sort of brand loyalty potentially built into it, I would go with Motorola over Lenovo.
Yeah.
You know, like Lenovo.
Well, especially for phones.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think phones, you don't think Lenovo.
Yeah. I mean, it's smarter than to keep Moto around at least because people like Moto. Hello, Moto. They want that.
Yep.
But yeah, branding's a weird thing. People like certain things and don't like other things. I don't know. It's weird to have Lenovo on phones because I associate Lenovo with laptops.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Well, they kind of did the same thing when they bought the ThinkPad line. It was IBM or Lenovo's IBM ThinkPad for a while, and then it became the Lenovo ThinkPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that transition time, it got people used to Lenovo owning the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll be the same way with Lenovo Moto.
Yeah, maybe.
It works together, Lenovo Moto.
Lenovo Moto.
Lenovo Moto.
I like that.
Could be a song.
Yeah.
Lenovo Moto. You can cut that out, Sean.
No.
Yeah, cut that
please,
out.
Please continue, Tom. I mean, it's safe to say that we probably all had razors, right? Did you have a razor?
I never had a razor, but I did have a StarTac. Motorola StarTac.
What is that?
Okay. So the Motorola StarTac, I think that's StarTac, it was something like that. It was this giant phone, which ironically is about the same size as my iPhone 6S, but it was a lot thicker, and it had a SIM card that was actually the size of a credit card.
Really?
It slid in the bottom of it.
That's amazing.
And it flipped down.
Holy crap.
The speaker flipped down.
Yeah.
It was my very first phone, and it was a prepaid. on PowerTel.
Oh,
wow.
Back in the day. Yeah, it was a great phone. It was amazing. It made phone calls. That's all it did. This was 1999.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't think I ever had a Razer.
No?
I mean, I had the classic Nokia 3390 that everybody had.
Yeah.
But I never had a Razer.
It took me a long time, but I eventually did get one. I think it's just one of those phones that everybody had, except for Ray.
Except for me.
At that time, it was just such a huge thing. Like,
it was far and away the best looking phone when it came out.
And it was thin. It was cool, but
it was a StarTac.
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 I love StarTac. That's the one with Captain Kirk and and Data.
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Sounds right. Sounds completely accurate.
Well, you know, as they say, there is a season for everything.
Oh.
So, waxing philosophical.
There you go.
We have to say goodbye to this, but we'll miss you, Motorola.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's change over to Twitter for a second.
Okay. Saying goodbye to something else.
Maybe. There are always rumors around that Twitter is going to increase its famous 140 character limit. And actually, right now, it looks like those rumors may have some substance. According to Recode, sources within the company say that tweets will still initially appear in your Twitter feed as the 140 characters, but then will feature some kind of call to action, which will allow them to be expanded, showing up to 10,000 characters of text.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a big, that's a big increase.
Big jump. This would be a pretty significant change for a company that has built its reputation on very brief messages. The same rumors also say that Twitter's experimenting with changing its reverse chronological timeline, which is another core feature that it's had since the very beginning of Twitter. Since Twitter went public in 2013, it has struggled to impress investors with steady growth.
That's true.
It's kind of been, CEO Jack Dorsey and other company heads are definitely looking at radical changes to keep it relevant and everything. And, in a time where there are so many new social media networks out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, moment of truth. Do you tweet? Do you Twitter?
Occasionally, yes.
Occasionally. How often is occasionally?
When I'm bored. And I go through spells where I'm back on
Twitter.
On
a weekly
Twitter.
Basis, how often do you tweet?
Depends on the week.
Like, we're terrible media people. Like, all of my friends in tech media, they're all like, they tweet 20 times a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe... Four times a week.
Yeah.
Four times a week is about me.
That would be high for me, especially now, right now.
I have kind of come up with a pattern. Mm-hmm. Like, I've decided what I'm going to do on different social media sites, or I'm just not going to do them. Twitter is the place where I complain to customer service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Keep track of where I can use Apple Pay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have, like, an ongoing log of every time I attempt to use Apple Pay and if it's successful or not. And if you say anything funny near me, I will tweet it.
Yep.
Okay.
At all. Without your permission.
Yeah. Wow.
Speaking of which, yeah, I'm really terrible at tweeting. And I feel bad because I'm in a career in a field where tweeting is a major thing.
Sure.
For news.
Yeah.
But earlier today, I quoted, I tweeted a quote from Ray.
Yeah. It was a very good quote.
Ray said, I love that my beard is like a pillow.
he did.
It is like a pillow.
That was an hour ago. Before that, the last time I had tweeted was August.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. Twitter's been the thing. Like, I will think of something that I want to share, and it works for what Twitter is. Like, it feels like it would fit Twitter really well. But nobody responds on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get the lights. Well,
I'm
get
a millennial.
Or
I need feedback.
Comments.
I need a pat on the back to know that I'm good, to know that I'm worthy. So I'll post it on Facebook and get 100 likes, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. So 10,000 characters, does this betray everything that Twitter stands for?
I think it might be the thing that saves Twitter.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I think, well, I know that some of the conversations I've had on Twitter... You get into it and you're like, I need to say more. Mm-hmm. And I have used the service Tweet Longer, which will actually let you do that. Mm-hmm. And it basically does exactly what they're describing here, which is the first part of it's in the Twitter and then there's a link to the rest of it or it opens up to the rest of it. If it's embedded, that's even better. So I could see this actually making Twitter kind of really relevant.
Yeah.
I know how Facebook has done with the instant articles, you just tap them and they open right up. You don't go to a different website. They have gotten really good results with those. And I could see Facebook or Twitter kind of emulating that to where a news site could post the article right on Twitter. Opens it right up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, there's certainly, you know, I think part of this will be Twitter wants to increase its retention of its users and drive traffic, you know, all these kind of buzzwords. But, like, this is really how they're going to make money. So the longer they can keep you on Twitter looking at your feed, you know, the more money they're making and the better. So whatever they do is going to be all about that. And right now, you know, it's just like if you're just checking in on your Twitter feed real quickly and then leaving, or you're checking, you only check in once every 6 months. That's no good for them. No good for them.
I will say one of the last tweets was to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, what's going on? # foot is going on.
Relevant.
Really weird inside joke.
I remember that.
I think as you had texted or tweeted somehow, foot is going on.
Instead of what is going on.
Yeah, which is funny.
Foot is going on, yes.
Foot is going on.
Well, especially for you, Sean, I mean, you didn't have a smartphone until...
No, yeah.
What, Christmas? Or
until last...
No.
Like, June?
So right. About the Amazon Black Friday
Amazon
thing.
Prime Day. Yeah,
Prime Day, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Which wasn't on a Prime Day.
No. Nope.
Even though it could have been. So you didn't have a device where you could constantly be tweeting.
Well, it was strange because, I had just a regular phone before this, and Twitter has a thing where you can text tweets.
That's true.
To Twitter.
The original service was a text service.
And I used that for a little bit, but it just didn't work very well.
Yeah.
And the fact that I didn't really use Twitter, I just didn't really care.
Right.
Like, I think I turned it off eventually. So. Mm-hmm. Just like, why do I need this? But now that I do have a smartphone, I still rarely check it.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am, too.
Yeah.
I feel like as a content producer or a tweeter, you just have to have something that you're going to talk about. Like, you have to choose what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
The other part is, I mean, I'm an older millennial on the cusp. And you too. You are, too.
I don't want to be considered an older millennial, and I'm older than you are, so I resent you saying this.
You like being considered a millennial.
I feel like that category applies.
Okay. Well, I consider myself an older millennial. I'm bordering on the line of Gen X. And it's just too self-absorbed. I already spend enough time with my face stuck in my phone. I just can't bring myself to do it that much. But I've tried to get really engaged on Twitter, but again, I think that these changes are good for Twitter. I think it'll help them stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if it's enough.
I think it'll be good for the millennials and not as good for the younger generation that's coming up, that's all Snapchat and mm-hmm. all the or I guess actually the older folks, the older millennials.
The Snap-lennials? What are we calling them? I don't know.
I will say I actually have gotten into using Snapchat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's fun. Have you guys heard of DJ Khaled?
No.
He's like the first like big Snapchat star. He's, I think, a rap producer.
Oh, okay.
And he... you can follow people's stories on Snapchat.
Right.
Which they just put out to everybody who follows them. And his big thing is he does, like, videos just all day long, like, talking about the keys to success and stuff like that.
Okay.
He's actually, it's really fun to follow him.
Yeah.
If you're bored and you have time, go get Snapchat and follow DJ Khaled.
Yeah, the thing about Snapchat I just can't get into is that your content is gone. Like,
that's true.
It's just gone forever. I guess you can save it your thread, but
unlike your immortal tweets.
Yeah,
that's true.
There you go.
I think I
foot is going
that.
On.
Speaking of things being dead, that was a transition. Microsoft has finally buried Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10.
Oh wow! All at once.
Yep, all of them at once. If you have one of them installed on your computer,
it won't work anymore.
No, it will still work.
Oh, okay.
But just like when Microsoft pulled the plug on Windows XP back in 2013. You will not receive any more security updates or bug fixes for those internet browsers anymore. Can you make it plural, Internet Explorers? Sure.
Explore-I. I don't know. Maybe not.
So, yeah, it is time to upgrade to either Microsoft Edge, the new Microsoft web browser, or if you don't want to do that, you can just go up to IE 11. So IE is dead, but it's still alive.
Or better yet, just... get Chrome.
Or just get Chrome.
Chrome.
But you should still upgrade your Internet Explorer if you're on a Windows PC,
That's true.
Because it can still be...
It can pop open from time to time by accident.
Yeah.
Going back to operating systems, though, Windows actually killed another operating system this week.
Really?
No, it wasn't Vista. I know that's what you were thinking. It was Windows 8.
8?
Yeah.
I have 8.
You have 8. Well, if you're running 8, you need to upgrade to 8.1.
Oh, I have 8.1.
Yeah, everyone has 8.1. Or you can upgrade to 10. Both of them are free, but you need to get off of Windows 8 because you will no longer get bug fixes or security updates for Windows 8.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be wondering, why did Microsoft skip Vista? Well, who knows? But my guess is that there is such a small user base that's actually running 8 compared to Vista, since 8.1 and 10 were both free upgrades, that they just said, well, let's just dump 8 and we'll keep Vista running. But the Reaper is coming for Vista 2. Vista will swim with the fishes in April 2017. Oh. I used a lot of metaphors there.
Yep.
A lot of death metaphors.
Got concrete shoes. There you go.
Concrete shoes. Like it. All right.
All right. Well, you guys know that in our fearless pursuit of tech journalism, we have to go wherever the news takes us, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So put the kids to bed. I mean that literally, because this next story is a little bit raw. Strap in.
Yeah. We already talked about porn this episode, though.
That's true.
So.
That's true. But if you want, pause the podcast, put your kids to bed.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, Ars Technica reported on an unusual customer service snafu last week.
Hmm.
Not that customer service screw-ups are at all unusual.
No, not at all.
But this one came from Amazon, typically known for their top-notch customer service.
Yeah.
An IT contractor living in Ireland had ordered a textbook from Amazon.de, which I believe is the Germany-based version of the site.
Yeah, sure. I think so, yeah.
Unfortunately, he was shipped the wrong edition of the textbook. After spending a great deal of time on the phone with a customer service rep, he was informed that the company did not have the right edition at all, and they would only be able to credit him his money back. So he was very upset by this whole process, and so he went and left a negative review on a customer satisfaction survey. A few days later, he's browsing Amazon.de at work, and he noticed that there was something in his shopping basket.
Okay.
Not having added anything to his cart, he clicked to see what it was, and at this point, he discovered that a dildo known as the Hulk had been added to his basket.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Since the contractor was at his job and was being observed by coworkers, including a woman, he was not really pleased by this development. He reports that he was able to get in touch with an executive at Amazon.de and has been credited with 100 euros for the incident.
Oh, wow.
The company hinted that the unexpected dildo had been added to the contractor's basket by the customer service rep, but would not say if any steps had been taken to discipline that rep.
Okay, for a second there, I was definitely thinking, oh, okay, this guy just was buying that for some reason, and he got caught, and he felt guilty. He was like, hey, it was Amazon's fault. I don't know how that got in my shopping cart. So, yeah, but that's really awful.
Yeah.
Creative way to be a jerk on the part of the customer service rep, though.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
He probably thought he was going to get away with that. He's probably done it before.
I hope not. That is not a good customer service rep.
I do wonder if anyone else has found a dildo in their shopping cart and just went, that's weird, just deleted it.
It's nefarious because, you know, you could potentially, like, you're clicking around, you're like, oh, I'm going to buy this book. You toss it in your shopping cart, you click buy, like, you do the one-click thing.
Sure.
And then a dildo in a book show up.
Yeah.
And at that point, you don't really know what happened.
Yeah.
You're like, I bought a dildo. Crap.
Oh, like, well, yeah, it'd be awful if you accidentally bought it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need that. Why did that show up?
Now, when I first saw this story, I didn't read through it. I didn't know any of the details. I had wondered if, like, there was some sort of problem with his account. Because over the winter break and everything, around Christmas time, Steam, our favorite, game client and everything, they had their big winter sale.
Yeah.
And I went there to buy things, and they were having a problem where it would randomly log you into somebody else's account.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see it. You actually saw this?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like I would click through, and then suddenly I'd be in somebody else's account.
Oh, weird.
And it would just randomly do that.
Wow.
So I was wondering if possibly something like that happened to him, and it was just somebody else's cart, but... No.
You never know.
And also, it's pretty safe to assume that he was not buying presents for the Oregon militia, which I'm sure you guys have heard about that, right?
Yes, yeah.
If you're not familiar with the story, there is a militia that's taken over a federal building out in Oregon. They're not really doing much of anything because this is a wildlife preserve that was not occupied at the time that they took over. They have been getting lots and lots of packages of dildos at their location.
Okay.
And apparently that they were sent to them on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Maybe as a statement. I don't know. I'm not really sure what's going on there. Could be a problem with Amazon.
Maybe.
Maybe Amazon customer service reps.
Are they ordering might have just stuff blown from Amazon.de?
Well, they were trying to get snacks a couple weeks ago. That's true. Maybe they got on Amazon, ordered snacks, but actually got dildos instead.
That's my other question about this story is, why is he buying stuff from Amazon.de?
I'm not sure.
Not UK.
There's a UK.co.
Yeah. Maybe he speaks German. It's German language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might not be German just for Germans. It might be for anyone who speaks German.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That would make sense. In Europe.
We know a lot about the world.
We are excellent at geography.
Yeah. No, but, you know, Europe, it's a smaller place, and I don't know, it's possible that one of the Amazons has stuff that the other doesn't. Yeah. It's just
that's possible, too.
Someone.
Maybe the article or the book itself was only available at Amazon.de.
Yeah, in Germany or something.
Yeah. Or he was trying to get a German copy of the book. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right.
But we do know it's probably a German dildo.
Yep. I guess. Okay, well, there is no easy way to transition out of that, so if you have a suggestion or just a comment for the show, I'm afraid to give out our number. It's 1-888-972-9868. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail. We love to hear your voices. Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. We love to hear them. Or you can send us an email to feedback@deemable.com.
Yes.
Just take your smartphone and open up your voice recorder and record your voice. You can send it to us that way.
That would be great.
To feedback@deemable.com. And we might even play your voicemail on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget to help us decide which stories we talk about on the show, because we can't make decisions for ourselves. We need your help.
We're very poor at that.
Go to our subreddit page. Even if you've never been on Reddit and you've heard bad things about Reddit, go to our subreddit page.
Our subreddit is a happy place.
It's a wonderful place. Mm-hmm. You'll see stories that are really fun that we don't include in the show because we don't have that much time.
Nope.
And we do have some folks who submit great stories. And go on there and vote other stories up or down if you don't want to submit something, and just read what other people are doing. You can go to it at reddit.com/r/deemable or deemable.com/reddit. Either way, we'll take you to our subreddit page. I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech.
Happy birthday, Ray.
I should put down the headphones.
I'm Sean Birch.
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 No. I'm Sean Birch. I'm Sean Birch. Sean Birch.
No.
Sean Birch. Sean Birch.
No.
Sean Birch.
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.